tell me what this memo was about.
So first of all, we're talking about the agency NOAA Fisheries or the National Marine Fisheries Service, depending on, you know, what they feel like calling themselves. And this is the agency that basically is in charge with managing all of the federal fisheries across the United States. So from Alaska on down to the, you know, West Coast and Pacific Ocean, down to Gulf of Mexico and back around to the Atlantic. And they do that with the help of, like, guidance from regional management councils. In Alaska, it's the North Pacific Management Council. So in any case, there was a memo that came down from headquarters earlier this week where they basically told employees, yeah, you guys have to make, you know, announcements related to the way you're managing the fishery and announcing rules and stuff like that. And, you know, some of these rules or many of these rules may relate to actions you're taking in response to COVID-19 or the pandemic. But in the process of writing those rules, thou shalt not use the word or term COVID-19 or pandemic unless it's absolutely necessary. And so the document actually sort of lays out three different options. One option is you can say what you need to say without using the term COVID-19 whatsoever. The second option, which is only supposed to be used on a limited basis, is where you might need to make some reference to the quote-unquote current situation. And in that case, they sort of listed a bunch of approved, like, euphemisms that they can use instead of referring specifically to COVID-19. So providing seafood to the country remains an essential function even in these extraordinary times, or we're doing this because of local health mandates and restrictions, but, you know, no mention of COVID-19. And if you depart even one word from these pre-approved euphemisms, then you're going to have to get approval from headquarters in the D.C. area. And then the last option was only to be used in an extremely limited basis, which was you can throw around COVID-19 or the pandemic, but that's going to require automatic approval from headquarters in D.C.
So what was the point of this memo, or what's it trying to accomplish from your understanding?
I think that's a question that we don't have an altogether satisfactory answer to. The agency says, you know, this is just to ensure consistency, and they said, really, you know, we're not hiding from COVID-19. We have a whole, you know, web page about it. But, you know, their explanation of trying to ensure consistency does not explain why in this document they say that the preferred approach is to make no reference to anything COVID-related. The sort of obvious speculation that I heard from my fishing industry sources and people with sort of expertise in this area is that this is sort of a example of how the Trump administration is trying to downplay this issue and basically, you know, hope that the pandemic will go away. And if we talk about it less, people will be less aware of it. I think in this particular case, it may have backfired because now, you know, this is the subject of a news story that I think at least some people are paying attention to. So it's definitely sort of a perplexing thing that hasn't really been satisfactorily explained.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to break it down for us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.